This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Podcast every week of our discussions here in, I suppose, an edited fashion. The highlights of the American Family Farmer can be found at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The present and past versions of our podcast are there. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. I am pleased, proud probably is a better word for reasons of clarity and explanation. What I do on this program is what I've been doing on the air for 50-some-odd years. That is, trying to deal with problems and finding solutions, helping people, having a good time. I find that my time on the farm is among the most pleasant of my life. I love being on the air. I love my regular radio programs. I love the farm. I'm very blessed. And even though I'm blessed with having this great feeling about being on the farm, I am also troubled by the way farmers are being treated by the public in general, lack of knowledge about what really goes on the farm, what it takes to grow food, to produce food, becoming an American problem, a serious problem. And so thus the program exists to help you deal with some of your problems. The program's aimed at American family farmers, aimed at ag businesses that are run by American family farms and farmers, and the locavores who are buying the product. In a few minutes, we're going to meet two people who are very in touch with what the needs are of future agricultural generations. I have Dr. F. Dominic DeTavio, who's the president of Tarleton State University, which is the Texas A&M Ag School in Texas, and Steve Damron, who's the dean of the College of Agriculture there. We're going to talk about opportunities for diversification, what youngsters who are coming along are being trained in, what things are being offered for people to really get a degree in agriculture. I'm not sure a lot of people know that these opportunities exist, so the idea of having this and to explain what opportunities there are in the collegiate world for people to learn how to exist and thrive in the ag world, I think this is hopefully going to be helpful for all of you who have family, or maybe those of you who are wondering, hey, is there a place to go where I can get a good ag education? There definitely is. Tarleton, I think, is the best school in the country for this sort of thing. We'll find out how it works in a few minutes. Before that, though, I have an observation in a manner of speaking. I like to get into some of the news. If we have food news, locavore news, the sorts of things that are important. For example, I pass this along because I think that there are a lot of people producing things and naming them for, I guess one of the most fun I've had, bits and pieces of fun I've had over the years, is to dispel the notion that Kraft American cheese is neither cheese nor is it made in America. Yeah, it's one of those things, it's just silly, the branding for some of the things. So there is a question that has surfaced about vegan cheese and whether or not it has a new name. I guess my question to you would be, would you want to eat something named after a person? Eating something called Gary. In Vegan Life magazine, there was a Facebook rant that was posted about vegan cheese, and now apparently it's changing the way vegans are referring to their cheese alternatives. This is from an angry non-vegan who posted a lengthy diatribe about how annoyed he gets when people call it vegan cheese because real cheese is only made from milk and it can't be vegan, which is, okay, I get that. The ranter, whose name was blocked out for privacy reasons, said cheese is not made from coconuts. Call it Gary or something else. Just don't call it cheese because it's not. Some of the vegan foodies have taken the rant to heart and are humorously running with a suggestion to rename vegan cheese Gary. I wonder if that will stick. Gary. And an observation for those of us who are into dairy. I'm a dairy farmer. Been around cows all my life. I noticed the National Milk Producers Federation is calling on the feds to take enforcement action against dairy products, imitation dairy products like Blue Magic Cashew Milk. This is like almond milk and silk milk and muscle milk, and it isn't milk. I'm with them on this one. This is something, Blue Magic Milk comes out of a California company named Urban Remedy. The nutrients that are in this are not even close to what you'd find in a regular glass of milk. For example, it's very high in sodium content. The calories and fat are way above what you would find in a regular glass of milk. Some people call it fat milk. 285, listen to this, 285 milligrams of fat in this thing. And by the way, what is it? We're supposed to have 2,000 calories a day. And in this thing, almost 300 calories just in a glass of Blue Magic Milk. So this is, I think if you want to, and I'm supportive of real milk. I think I'm a big supporter, frankly, of raw milk. I think raw milk should be available everywhere in our country because it is the truest form of nutrition. Some people argue with me about that, but that's only because they don't know, really. You look at a label from a bottle of raw milk. I sold it on my farm for 11 years. And then look at the nutrition label on a bottle of pasteurized milk, and it's no, there's no comparison. Anyway, food for thought. Lots of things going on here. The wheel keeps turning. It's 13 past the hour. We meet Dr. DeTavio and Dr. Damron right after these words.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Quarter past the hour. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with President F. Dominic DeTavio. Now, he's not F.
Hey, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning. Dominic is a very close personal friend of mine. He was the president of Heidelberg College / University before he took over at Tarleton State University in the A&M system in Texas. Has done a fabulous job there and is known around the country as one of the leading educators, not only when it comes to this particular form of of post-secondary education, but just as a leader in general. And I say that, and I know his face easily gets red when I either say things about him or ask him embarrassing questions.
You are always overly kind to me, Doug, and I will tell you, I feel always so privileged to be on the program with you, but because of the topic that you wanted to talk about today, I thought I really needed to bring in somebody that knew what they were talking about. and that's the reason why I asked Dr. Steve Dameron to be with us. He is relatively new to Tarleton, but I will tell you what, he is truly one of the best in agriculture in the country. And we were able to steal him across the Red River and get him into Texas, and he is doing a fabulous job for us here and just has a breadth of knowledge about agriculture that I think is something that is close to your heart and something that
I think you know me.
Can have a great conversation with you about.
Well, before we get to him, though, I want to spend a little time talking with you. And, yes, I recognize looking at his CV how much you have gained by bringing him to Tarleton. But they have gained also by having you there in the sense that you recognize all kinds of educational opportunities. But how is it in an ag school like this? Texas is an ag state. But how much outside of Texas can you draw? I mean, Texas A&M is supported by the regents in the state of Texas. But how far and wide do you go to attract students to come there to learn about the futures in ag?
Well, I don't know specifically about how far and wide in ag, but what I can tell you is typically Tarleton has somewhere between 45 and all 50 states represented in our student population, and usually somewhere between 25 and 30 foreign countries represented in our student population as well. And a lot of that has to do with the reputation that we have in agriculture. For years, we have really been one of the largest non-land grant universities in the country in agriculture, and our reputation has certainly been something that people have recognized far and wide, not only because of the excellence that we have in our agricultural program specifically in a college, but also because we have some unique programs that do work well beyond the Texas borders. One is called the Texas Institute for Applied Environmental Research that does a lot of water quality work across the country and across the world for that matter, everywhere from the West Coast to the East Coast and into Africa, South America. And then we have a Center for Agribusiness Excellence that is an enormous data mining program that is focused on crop production primarily. And we have virtually real-time data coming in every day into Tarleton on all the crops across the country, all the ag properties across the country that allows us to monitor how it is that production is taking place and whether or not there are some things going on within that production that people need to know about, and using data mining techniques to do that.
So I'm going to tease
a combination
you.
Gets our name out there.
I'm going to tease you a little bit because you are originally in Ohio, a Buckeye, and worked a lot at Ohio State. And they have a pretty good College of Agriculture there. You got your doctorate from Purdue, the College of Agriculture there. So there's other, you have other influences that have brought you to this place. But I kind of, I think to myself, I'm chuckling a little because of your allegiance to Ohio State.
But I am a Buckeye. There's no doubt about it.
They got a good College of Ag there as well. But I think this, what I know about you and about this school. There's a real strong focus on where we are now and where we need to be. And thus, in a few moments, we're going to welcome in the gentleman that Dr. DeTavio so highly recommended, Dr. Steve Dameron, who's the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at Tarleton State, as I said, a part of the A&M system in Texas with opportunities. You have somebody in your family, somebody you're close to, who wants to know how to become a farmer using this scientific method. Stay tuned for that, 21 after the hour.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Back to our time together here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, Dr. Dominic DiTavio is president of Tarleton State University, one of the great ag institutions in our country. He's been all around serving on all kinds of boards, helping to create an atmosphere in the college world that is very positive. I loved working with him at Heidelberg. Actually, I like him, whether he's at Heidelberg or Tarleton or any place else. I find him to be one of those people that you can always learn from. And I enjoy that in conversation and times together. It's always great not to just, there's nothing superficial about either of us when we have conversations about things, and that's kind of cool. Dr. Steve Damron is a fellow that came from Tennessee down to the throes. How did you get yourself from, come on, I want you to tell me, Stephen, you know that I'm friends with Dominic, so how did he convince you to come? What did he sing to you? Did he promise you millions? What did he say?
The millions part, definitely not.
No.
So there had to be other things. One of the great things, the selling points of Tarleton is just the reputation of the school and the reputation of the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. I was looking for a place where I thought I could have impact and do some good, and I wanted to be able to do that in a place that was already doing good work. And that was really the selling point. That's what got me here.
All right, so here's what attracts me to you. As a cow guy, you got your doctorate in ruminant nutrition. How many people even know? Come on, Dominic. Is that what got him over the top for you? He's an expert in what happens.
That was a specialty I had to have. There's no doubt.
Yeah, right. So you want to explain that, Dr. Damron, for people who don't have cows and don't know what ruminant nutrition is?
Well, the ruminant is a special creature. They have a stomach that's divided into four parts. The biggest one is the rumen. In a full-grown cow, it'll be about the size of a 55-gallon drum. So there's lots and lots of volume in there. And what happens is the cow or lots of other ruminants, sheep, goat, whatever, eats forage, grasses, browse, whatever. It goes into the rumen. There's a fermentation process that is sort of a pre-digestion for the animal. Then it moves on down the rest of the tract, and once you get to the true stomach, they're sort of like any other animal. They start extracting nutrients. The difference is many of the nutrients were actually unlocked in that fermentation process. So you and I eat grass, and we don't get anything out of it. A cow eats grass, and they get a lot out of it. So that's what a ruminant does.
Well, we do grazing, but we're grazing on lettuce and spinach and broccoli and asparagus. And, yeah, we don't have the same kind of system. But it's very interesting because of I do lots of different radio work and different programs, and one of them has to do with health. And the health of the gut of the human being can be translated to the cow tenfold. Not only because it has a stomach 10 times bigger than ours, but because if you don't have a healthy gut, you don't have a healthy being, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to know what's in there and how it's working. And then, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. You have a DA, I don't want to get too technical, because I'm really more interested in talking about opportunities. How do you get students? Where do you get students? Why do you get students? Opportunities for young people to get into the world of agriculture. This is the way to get the right training. So that's our focus as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Time. We don't use it very wisely, do we? We use it like a teenager spends money, just a mix of obligations and arbitrary decisions. And a company called Best Self is here to say no. Stop that. Spend your time better. Best Self's journal is designed to help people rethink their time, to treat it like a real budget, deciding where to spend it where it matters the most. Devote a little time to checking out their journal and other time-saving products. And you can do that at their website, bestself.co.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Information and optimism, even though there are a lot of American family farmers who are getting booted around by process and policy, there still is great opportunity, and that's what we're here to discuss. Dr. Stephen Damron is from the College of the Agricultural College, Environmental Sciences College. He's the dean at Tarleton State University. You can go to their homepage, tarleton.edu, T-A-R-L-E-T-O-N, tarleton.edu. Dr. F. Dominic DiTavio is the president of the school. He's here to learn and listen as well with the rest of us to what's going on. So I said I wanted to have a discussion about opportunities and how it is that you are finding, and this is for both of you, how you find good qualified students. Who's coming to you that wants to learn about agriculture in our country?
Well, let me just cue up one piece of this, and then I'll let Dr. Damron talk about that in more specific detail. But one of the things that I found here that is an absolute jewel, and I'm extraordinarily proud about is our commitment to FFA, Future Farmers of America.
Mm-hmm.
We run, well, first, in Texas, there are more FFA chapters than any place in the country. And Tarleton then runs more competitive agricultural events for FFA than any place in Texas. We have more students that come for competitive events. At one event, there are something approaching 8,000 to 10,000 students and teachers from across Texas. And that is an extraordinarily important part of who we are, and it goes back for decades. But importantly, those students that come here, many of them often see a university campus for the first time, and they often fall in love with this place. And even though they may not come as agricultural students, agricultural or environmental sciences, they come for other programs because of that exposure that they have here at Tarleton through FFA. And so for us, that not only is a great learning opportunities for students in FFA, but it's also an incredibly important opportunity for students to be exposed to a college environment. Mm-hmm. And then I think Dr. Dameron might talk more specifically about those opportunities relative to agricultural and environmental sciences.
Well, one of the things nationwide is just that there really are a lot of jobs in agriculture and the natural resources. So, and that's certainly true in Texas. So we have a great record of placing our graduates, and that can do more for recruiting than anything else. If you know somebody that is happy in a job and you find out where they went to school, it becomes an opportunity for you. I think that the reputation of the place really helps us a lot, and of course you have to work to keep that reputation up, but I feel like we do. As an example, we graduate about 50 agriscience teachers every year, and almost all of them go to work in the public schools. And 5 years out, 95% of them are still in public schools. If you just compound that and look at the number of our graduates who are coming in contact with high school students and have that opportunity to influence them, it's huge. We also have some uniquenesses here, some things we've been able to maintain that it's been harder for other places to maintain. We have an agri-center. It's about 800 acres. We have various enterprises, beef cattle, swine. We have a very strong equine program. We also have a 1,000-acre ranch that's just very close to us, where our students can actually get out and do things. What you have to figure out in education is what do you want your students to learn and what do you want them to be able to do. And we feel that the doing is a very important thing. So whether it's a welding class where they're actually welding metal together, or a wildlife class where they're sampling wild populations of various species, whether it's beef production class where they're processing calves and performing AI and that sort of thing. We have a huge dairy here, 400 cow dairy, that's Southwest Regional Dairy Center, that we're the only one in the state. So we have all of these things that allow students to actually learn by doing, and that's very important to us.
So what kind of monetary arrangements, the state schools are different, but just in general, both of you, if you can talk about how people get into school and stay there, because it's expensive no matter what system you're involved in. There are a lot of grants, I know, that you can apply for to do programs and to bring students in. But we all hear about the challenges of what you can afford to do, students being in debt, that kind of stuff. Doesn't make a difference what kind of college you're going to. Still a lot of debt involved. So how do you work there? I know, I understand that there is competition for the good students, but you also, you know, got to get real about filling up the coffers. And I know we always had this debate at Heidelberg, Dominic, the way that you give student aid, and maybe that's a good general discussion for a couple of minutes before we get into the specifics of who you're attracting, who's coming to an ag school. But first, how about the general situation in terms of opportunities and how you pay for them?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing to understand is that most universities do have a lot of financial aid opportunities available for students. At Tarleton, close to 90% of our students are receiving some kind of financial aid package, and that takes the form from federal grants to state grants to university-wide to college-specific scholarships that are dependent upon the particular majors and the like. Over the years, certainly Tarleton and most universities have been very fortunate not only to receive directly, or for students to directly receive federal and state aid when they are attending a state university, but we've had very generous donors over the years, alumni and friends, that have an interest, say, specifically in animal science, where they have an interest specifically in wildlife science, and because of that, they're providing scholarships for our students if they are majoring in certain disciplines, or general scholarships just for any student in good standing. And so the combination of grants and scholarships, which are indeed two different things, and the fact that you might be, that you're at a public university, makes the cost of attending college much more affordable than it would be otherwise.
All right. So, Steve, who are you attracting? Who's the average kid who's coming to you and says, I want to be a farmer? Where is he coming from? Where is she coming from? Because more and more, frankly, women are involved in this, in these ag schools, because more and more women are wanting to work on the farm for all of the right reasons. At least that's my read on it. What are we getting for students?
If it's a student who is coming to us because they want to farm or ranch, a huge percentage of those are actually coming from farming and ranching backgrounds. We have a lot of students who want to go back to a ranch, or who want to do something associated with a family-owned farm or ranch. As a matter of fact, that's in our college, that's one of the primary career goals for students, and it doesn't much matter what their major is. If that's their goal, that's where they're coming from. But we have students who have been associated with agriculture, maybe directly or maybe peripherally, who also want to have a career in agriculture. If you look nationwide, there are about 1 million production agriculturists. People are actually producing the food. There's between 20 and 25 million jobs that support them. It's huge. So we tend to attract a lot of students who want to go and become extension agents, who want to go into sales and marketing, whether that's seed or genetics or seed or fertilizer or whatever. Farmers have to have folks to help them keep up with what's out there. The whole reproduction services, whether it's horses or whether it's cattle or whatever, huge market segment for our graduates. And that whole area with the breakthroughs in the genome and the ability to characterize genetics in a way that you can sell very specific genetics to people who need very specific outcomes in their herds, it's huge. And then we have a lot of students who want to go to work for government agencies, whether it's USDA or whether it's Texas Department of Agriculture or whatever, and we place a lot of students in those. So all of these support areas are also important. You know, we have a lot of students now whose parents have been in not production agriculture, but in those huge segment of jobs outside of production. And that's what they see as a career opportunity.
Mm-hmm. All right. How are we dealing with this? What are we bringing to the farm? Our conversation continues for a few more minutes. Dr. Steve Damron, who's Dean of College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at Tarleton State University, along with the president of the school, Dr. Dominic DiTavio. 46 past the hour.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford.
And I'm Chelsea Lipford-Wolf. We're from Today's Homeowner.
And when you're looking at how to focus on two areas of your home to improve your indoor air quality, it all starts in the kitchen. Chelsea's got that.
When you think of the kitchen, you think of gourmet meals, so you need a quality range hood that's going to take all the smoke and steam and odors up out of your house all the way through to the outside. We recently installed this range hood from Brohm that has the vent at the front, so it's able to work a lot faster and smarter, getting all that moisture out of the kitchen, but there's still a lot of moisture left in the bathroom.
Especially when you take those long, hot showers. So it's very important to have a good quality exhaust fan that exhausts all the way to the outside. But exhaust fans don't have to be loud and they don't have to be ugly. Check this out. It's Invent from Braun. That's a very attractive fixture. It's doing a great job. And believe it or not, it's actually running right now. That's how quiet it is. More information about improving your indoor air quality by going to todayshomeowner.com.
All right, a couple more minutes here with Dr. Damron and Dr. DiTavio. And in that time, by the way, I want to make sure everybody understands the homepage for Tarleton University is tarleton.edu. I'll say my thanks to both of you because I know we'll run up against the clock in a moment. The dairy world, dairy farmers, many people, as in my circumstance, I certainly feel this way, feel we're being overrun by the government and by big ag, the super agribusinesses. I don't know that that's you have a policy, but do you feel like part of your mission is to encourage the family farms? Dominic, I'll start with you.
Well, I think one of the things that I certainly discovered since coming here is the continued importance of families in farming in Texas. Before we went on air, Steve and I were talking, and I think he had a number there that said 98%, I believe was the number, of the farms and ranches in Texas are still have a family connection to them. And so we would be remiss if we did not continue to understand that important connection of families into farming and to continue to make a point of how it is that we can be of assistance to those family-based operations. Even though there are maybe some very large dairy operators in Texas, there are. The ones that we deal with principally still have the family connection to them, but the economics of them have grown to the point that they may be dealing with 10, 20,000 head of cattle, but there still are an awful
family
lot of
operation.
Them. Yeah. That are family operations.
I'm going to leave it at that because we run out of time. But I appreciate both of you being here. A lot of good information and hopefully a good way of recruiting some new students connected to family farms. Tarleton University, tarleton.edu, Dr. DiTavio, Dr. Damron, thanks for being here and the American Family Farmer.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the
53 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. In a moment, I'm going to relay a circumstance that is all too common in our country today. The federal government, and I know many of you, well, not many of you, but sometimes I hear from people. You can, by the way, contact me, Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can go to Twitter at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. If there's something that I say that you want to get clarification on, something that upsets you, or an idea for a discussion that we ought to have as we work toward solving problems of the American family farmer, I'm going to deal with one way of not to solve it, but it's a great example of the feds screwing things up. We'll have that in a moment. First, I want to encourage you, as farmers and farm-related folks, to make sure you get a great night's sleep. We all know the benefit of a good night's sleep, and it's hard on the farm because most of us work around the clock, sunrise to sunset. It's up, it's at 'em. And so we need to start refreshed, and in order to do that, you got to get a good night's sleep. And a way to get a good night's sleep is probably better than anything else. Make sure that the pillows that you're using are, substantive and fill the bill. And when I say that, I mean fill literally, because the fill on my pillows is a different patented fill. Lets you put the pillow in a way around your head and your neck that makes you feel like you're going to stay there, be comfortable. It's just the way you like it. Isn't that what you want? A pillow that's just the way you like it. The patented adjustable fill inside of every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So you get the kind of support you need. This is better than any other pillow that you've ever used. What are you waiting for? Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and order your MyPillow. And over again, people say, well, I'm refreshed to hear you talk about how often people should get rid of their pillows. With a MyPillow, you can keep it longer because you can wash it and dry it. And it has the ability to, in doing that, get rid of the mites and the bugs and the gucka that's in pillows. So do yourself a favor. Take advantage of all the benefits of having a MyPillow, a nice new MyPillow or a set of them. Here's the thing. Right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJB, you'll buy two pillows and pay for one. Yep, one premium MyPillow. Get a second one for a loved one or for yourself or whatever without paying for it. No way the offer lasts because they're going like hotcakes, but why not take advantage of it while you can? A two-pillow deal for the price of one at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. So the federal government has admitted to this. This is what's so outrageous. Here's this small Montana operation. It's actually a meat plant, and the feds have gone after arbitrarily this small family-run meat plant. And this is, underscores the longstanding problem in our country. And I think it may be one of the big issues facing the people who are trying to keep a small farm going. I'm looking at I have a number of stations that are in Montana. Butte newspaper carrying a story. I look there. I look at all the local newspapers in the areas where I have radio stations. And so this is the story of Riley Meats. A family operation. This is a third generation operation. It's not like they don't know what they're doing. His grandfather, the fellow's running it now, his grandfather started the business in the 1940s. And so the operation comes with a reputation. The place is immaculate. You look at pictures of it. And yet the federal government, the food and safety people, have decided they're going to go after this guy and just harass the hell out of him. The inspectors have been there off and on for 36 years. They come in now on a daily basis just looking for something. They've never written the guy up. They've never taken any action against him. And he doesn't slaughter his own meat. He's a processor. He's a purveyor, and he specializes in fine meats. But I'm bringing it to your attention because this guy's being chased out of business by these people, even though they don't say to him, you can't do this, that, or the other thing. They just come in there, and every day they're asking him questions. There's two or three people. Wouldn't you think they'd have something better to do? It's shocking how the federal government takes, this is an individual vendetta. The guy who runs the local inspection division had a run-in with a grandfather, I guess, at one point in time. So now they just take their federal BS and chase this guy around. Meanwhile, customers are in the store and they're concerned because, these people are all around asking, why are you buying meat in here? You know, that kind of stuff. What the hell business is that of theirs? But just another example of the government gone awry that I wanted you to know about, the small outfit in Montana, Riley Meats. We should spiritually keep them on the top of our mind to support.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.